Here's all you need to know about how this year's Tribal Bash differed from previous years. This is the music everyone arrived expecting to hear. I've been waiting all my life. Every time I go out, I think I found my wife. Instead, they heard this. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. It turns out that just hours before the event, held at a nightclub just down the street from the state capitol, complaints came pouring in over the headliner, Oakland rapper Too Short, who's been accused of rape. So the event sponsors, mostly Native American tribes, pulled the plug and ate the cost.
I had heard from many chiefs of staff in the building who said, do you really think that you should have a rapper who's had some accusations made against him as your keynote?
That's Paula Treat, who lobbies for one of the tribes sponsoring the event and was among those who recommended the cancellation.
For me, it was like, let's just take the drama off of this and maybe he doesn't perform tonight.
Particularly at an event that's been among those described as a magnet for sexual misconduct in the Capitol community. Treat signed the We Said Enough letter that first called attention to pervasive sexual harassment in and around the California Capitol. So did lobbyist Jody Hicks, who also represents one of the tribes.
Tonight is yet another showing of the steps that we're making.
Some partygoers, including women, were disappointed. Others didn't mind a bit. And the gospel choir proved to be a hit. After all, as Paula Treat points out, Tribal Bash is a night to relax and set aside political differences.
It's like the first gathering of everybody back, kind of back to school day kind of thing.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And everybody likes to come, the camaraderie, and hopefully it makes it a more bipartisan place to work in. And that's one of the reasons it's really good.
So have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the food and the booze and the entertainment. Thank you all for being here for us.
Back to Session Bash 2018. Shout out to my big boy Q out there.
There were other changes this year, too. Lawmakers didn't get up and speak. Treat grabbed a mic and told anyone who felt unsafe to find security staff. Anecdotally, the crowd was perhaps a bit smaller this year, though that wasn't a unanimous opinion. And, Treat says,
I thought it was a little bit more somber than usual, a little less rowdy, but respectful and people still having a good time.
Jody Hicks says there's nothing wrong with folks who work together having a good time, as long as they behave respectfully. And that, she says, was on everyone's minds.
I think everybody coming tonight and having some awareness of the movement that's happening and having a conversation about that and still talking amongst friends and kicking off in the legislative session is not a bad thing.
And in the end, not a bad rap, if you will, for the Capitol community. Ben Adler, Capitol Public Radio News.